You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, The Puppet Master of Lutz, by Giles Siegel, directed by Jimmy McDermott at Writers Theater, review by Tom Williams. Writers Theater in Glencoe has mounted a movingly powerful Holocaust survivor story in The Puppet Master of Lutz. The play is a magnificent theatrical achievement featuring a tour de force performance by Larry Newman Jr. as Finkelbaum, the Puppet Master. Mounted in the back of the Books on Vernon bookstore, in a tiny set depicting a rundown Berlin apartment house circa 1950, set designed by Keith Pitts, The Puppet Master of Lutz is a beautifully written and patiently paced drama that delicately tells Finkelbaum's story. I was shaken to my core as Larry Newman Jr. rendered such an honest, courageous, and thoroughly human portrait of the guilt-ridden Auschwitz survivor. Newman internalized Finkelbaum's guilt, his passion, and his suspicion as he masters his fantasy puppet world, which he utilizes to relive his life as he wants it to be, not as it was. Finkelbaum desperately welcomes and encourages a state of pure madness to escape from his memories. This is a tremendous performance by Newman, who excels as both actor and puppet master. Finkelbaum escaped from Birkenau, a subsidiary camp to Auschwitz, where he worked burning the dead bodies from the gas chambers. He and fellow prisoner Schwarzkopf, played by Steve Ratcliffe, bolted during the last days of World War II. Finkelbaum made it to Berlin and for the last 5 years has barricaded himself in a boarding house with the aid of the concierge, played by Jennifer Avery. She repeatedly tries to convince Finkelbaum that the war is over, but the cautious, almost paranoid survivor suspects that her information is a ruse to lure him out of his enclave so the Nazis can recapture him. In an attempt to bring back his family, Finkelbaum prepares for his greatest puppet show ever, the story of his life. Michael Montenegro's magical puppets aptly depict the horrendous faces of the camp inmates. His mannequin-styled large puppet that Finkelbaum believes is his wife seems to come to life in the hands of Larry Newman Jr. Giles Siegel's play, originally produced in Milwaukee in 1988, is a marvelous translation by Sarah O'Connor, and it slowly weaves a tale that director Jimmy McDermott calls a fable. We feel Finkelbaum's pain, and we share his story through the puppets. The suspense builds nicely as John Hoganmaker, disguised as either a Russian or an American soldier, or a Hasidic Jew or a medical doctor, aids the concierge's attempt to convince Finkelbaum that the war is over. There's a twist here that adds drama to the play that I'll not spoil by revealing, but let me just state that this subtle yet masterful work will deeply penetrate into your soul. We witness both the frailty and strength of the human spirit through Finkelbaum's trauma. The Puppet Master of Lutz is an ultimately hopeful and eminently theatrical, poignant, and articulate masterpiece. The immense magnetism of live, intimate staging effectively catapults us into Finkelbaum's fantasy. We are forever moved by this experience. Don't miss this fabulous show. I give it a highly recommended. The Puppet Master of Lutz, by Giles Siegel, translated by Sarah O'Connor, and directed by Jim McDermott. At Writers Theater, located at The Books on Vernon, 664 Vernon Avenue in Glencoe, Illinois. Running time 2 hours and 15 minutes, now through July 8th. For tickets and more information, please call 847-242-6000.